AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We don't know why, but we do know now that the co-pilot of that German jetliner deliberately crashed the plane into a mountain in France, killing everyone on board, 150 people. That from a French prosecutor who says 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit and then silently flew the plane into the mountain, with the passengers screaming in terror.
In the cockpit, nothing. Never.
No word
during the 10 last minutes.
This morning, the CEO of Lufthansa says he is shocked. Speaking here through a translator.
I can only repeat that we are shocked and very sad.
Asked whether terrorism might have been a factor, Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr pointed to European official statements that there are no indications of that. He says they have no idea what the co-pilot's motive might have been. Payday lenders would face federal rules aimed at protecting low-income borrowers from being buried by fees and debts under proposals being unveiled today by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
The rules are aimed at preventing borrowers from getting trapped in a cycle of compounding debt. They require lenders to check income and borrowing history to ensure consumers can actually repay the entire loan on schedule. There'd also be a 60-day cooling-off period between payday loans.
Applications for unemployment are down, evidence that strong hiring should continue, say experts. And police say some women pictured nude in photos posted to a Penn State fraternity secret Facebook page have come forward now, and some frat members are cooperating with an ongoing criminal investigation. This is AP Radio News. We don't know yet whether Arizona Governor Doug Ducey will sign a bill state lawmakers have just sent him. It would require abortion providers to tell women they can reverse the effects of a drug-induced abortion. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
A House committee amended the legislation to include a provision added after an anti-abortion doctor testified that he recently reversed a drug-induced abortion at 10 weeks, though he acknowledged the procedure is not widely known. Dr. Alan Sawyer said doctors can give a woman a drug known as progesterone to stop an abortion after she's taken the first of two medications needed to complete the procedure.
Critics say there's no science to back up the requirement. The University of Virginia student whose arrest by state alcohol regulators sparked protests and a state police investigation is headed to court in Charlottesville. Martise Johnson will be in court this hour to face charges of public drunkenness, among others. His attorney says he'll plead not guilty. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.